Bradshaw into Wingate. Wingate's going to dribble it a couple of times and throws it in the hands of Cousinard. Threw it away. Cousinard to Ryan Martin for the dunk. The Shockers are going to the Sweet 16. It's all over. The Shockers up 7. 3 seconds. 2. Jumper by Smith is no good. Wichita State to the Sweet 16.
Hello, this is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. Today we're going to get to know you with the basketball newcomers. From the men's team today, we have Jaden Seymour, Chauncey Jenkins, Ricky Council, and Trevin Wade. We thank you for listening. We encourage you to rate and review the Roundhouse Podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can find more Wichita State Shocker Athletics content on GoShockers.com. We have Jaden Seymour, a 6'9" freshman from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to do a get to know you with Jaden. Jaden, describe how you passed your time during the pandemic.
Just doing as much work as I could, you know, couldn't do too much like going out to gyms and all that. But like, I got basketball going home, so I did a lot of work at home, focused on like trying to gain some weight and become more flexible. And I spent a lot of time with my friends and my family.
How much weight did you gain?
I'd say about 5 pounds, five to seven pounds.
How'd you do that? Change your eating habits? Working up lifting weights?
I was lifting a lot, and I was trying to make sure I was eating a lot of food. Just like eating more than I usually do, because before I didn't really like eat that much, so I was trying to make sure I was eating more than I usually do.
Your favorite sport other than basketball?
I don't really have one, but if I had to say one, I would say football. Just because I would play football if I was shorter, but like since I'm 6'9", I might as well focus on basketball.
When's the last time you played football and organized football?
Eighth grade.
Were you a wide receiver, tight end?
Wide receiver and corner.
Excellent. Good on the fade routes, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir.
Which of your Shocker teammates is the toughest defender?
I say Dex. Just going against Dex is hard to really score on him. His defense is really tough. He's always tight on you and always on the ball. It's hard to get a shot off on him.
How much of the NBA bubble playoffs are you watching?
All the games I can. It's a little hard to access it in our dorm, but overall I've been watching most of the games, whether I got to go somewhere, go to my teammate's house, or just like try to get an app on my phone or something.
Do you have a favorite NBA player?
I like KD, Brandon Ingram, Pascal Siakam. Those are probably my top three.
Season starts on November 25th. We learned that kind of recently. How did that news change the mood in Shocker practices?
We had to tighten up, just make sure we was going hard every single time, not taking no plays off, make sure we're really getting ready for the season now. We have an official start date.
Favorite movie, book, TV show, what would you recommend for people?
I watch anime, so I would say Seven Deadly Sins on Netflix.
Seven Deadly Sins on Netflix. Yes, what do you like about that?
It's just an interesting storyline. You get a little attached to the characters when you're watching it. It's just a different type of TV show. Very interesting to me.
Which of your teammates is helping you adjust to college life? On the court, off the court, everything?
I say all of them, really. Just everybody, all the vets that's been here have really been helping me along. But Mo and Dex have been the main ones that I've been talking to and hanging out with, and they just help me adjust, making sure that I'm adjusting right, staying on top of my work, and just becoming the best player I can be and making sure I can have an impact as soon as I get on the floor.
We have Chauncey Jenkins, a 6'4" freshman from Newport News, Virginia. Chauncey, tell us about the stay-at-home portion of the pandemic. How did you pass your time?
One of my friends has a gym in their garage, so I spent a lot of time in there trying to gain weight before I went off to school. Also playing basketball outside as much as I can, keeping my shot right, stuff like that, hanging out with friends and family.
How much more difficult is it to play outside where you got wind conditions and sun and that kind of stuff as opposed to playing inside?
It's not really hard to me. I've been playing outside my whole life, so I'm used to it.
Favorite sport other than basketball?
I definitely say football.
Did you play football in high school?
I played through elementary and middle school.
What was your favorite position?
I played running back.
Running back. Mm-hmm. Which of your Shocker teammates is the toughest defender?
Definitely Dexter. He's like really long and athletic, so it makes it hard to get by him, get a shot off, stuff like that. So
he, of course, is one of the more experienced Shockers. How does that experience help him play defense? And you know, in addition to his physical gifts,
He's guarded some of like the best players in the country. So you can tell by the way he defends us.
Do you have a favorite NBA player? Favorite NBA team?
Yeah, I like KD a lot. John Wall, Damian Lillard.
Are you watching much of the bubble basketball?
Yeah, definitely.
You got a favorite? We got four teams left.
I think the Lakers going to take it all, to be honest.
That seems like a safe bet. The season starts November 25th. We found that out fairly recently. Did that change the mood in practice?
We were always going 100% even before we found that out. But now it's really time to lock in and start really getting ready for what's to come.
Do you have a favorite book, a TV show, a movie that you would recommend to people?
Last Chance U on Netflix.
Last Chance U on Netflix. What did you like about that?
I like seeing how they go through like a rough season kind of, and they overcome adversity and end up like going off to the college of their dreams, stuff like that. It's good to see.
A lot of adjustments for newcomers on the court, off the court. Which of the veterans is helping you out?
Definitely Dex, Mo. On the court a lot, Tyson Etienne. Me and him playing the same position, he makes sure I'm in the right spot and stuff like that a lot. So.
We are with Ricky Council IV, a 6'6" freshman from Durham, North Carolina. Ricky, describe the stay-at-home portion of the pandemic. What kind of things did you do to pass the time?
For one, it was really boring, and it was hard. But to make time pass, I worked out a lot, and I hung out with family before I was leaving for college. So that was definitely big.
Which of the veteran teammates is helping you adjust to college life, on the court, off the court?
For sure, Dex, Mo, Tyson, Etienne, and Trey Wade.
What's the best advice you've gotten so far?
Just play my game and use my strengths, like my athleticism and my length and all that. So they just tell me to use that to my advantage.
Do you have a book, a movie, a TV show that you would recommend to the listeners out there?
I would say my favorite movie is probably Venom. I like that movie because it's just, I like Spider-Man movies, so then when they made the Venom movie, I was just in tune.
Good choice.
Yes, sir.
Season starts November 25th. We found that out fairly recently. Did that change the mood in practice when you guys got that word?
Yeah, I mean, we was always working hard because, you know, we had something to prove because we all, most of us are newcomers. So, but when they gave us a start, we was just like, yeah, it's time, it's go time. And that just made us work even harder. Because we know we're having a season which we were all hoping we would, and now it's just go time.
Favorite NBA player?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. We've got a lot of Kevin Durants. What is it about Kevin Durant that speaks to people your age?
His game just so smooth, and I just love his game. He's an offensive killer, and I love offense. And I'm coming here, I got to be a better defensive player, but definitely I just love his offensive game.
How much of the NBA bubble playoffs have you been able to watch?
A lot. A lot? I've been watching a lot.
What's the biggest takeaway? Do you have a favorite? What's caught your eye?
Nobody believes me, but I feel like Nuggets going to win it all. That's a big statement, but, you know, I like the way they play. I like Jokic and Murray. I love the way they play together, and I feel like if they can win tonight, then we have a chance.
When you have a big man that can pass like Jokic, how does that change the game and open up things for other people?
That changes the game in so many ways. I'm trying to think if I ever played with a big that can not pass as good as him, because that's rare, but at least just pass at a great rate. That just changes the game. They double him, then he's going to make a great pass. They leave him by himself, he's going to score one-on-one. So that's just hard to guard.
Good eye. I enjoy watching him play. He is immensely entertaining.
Yes,
Shocker teammates. Who's the toughest defender?
I would say Dex. For one, we're in the same position. So, like Chauncey and Jaden were saying, like, he's hard to guard. I mean, he's tough when guarding you, but he guards me every day, and I guard him. So it's tough on both ends.
Have you learned things about how hard you have to play every day, every minute from going against Dexter?
Of course. Like, when I first started, I was like, gosh, I was trying to – I was a little laid back like I was in high school. Then I was like, I can't do that because he's on me. And he was locking me up on defense, and he was killing me on offense. So I had to learn quickly.
Favorite sport other than basketball?
I'd probably say track. That's like the only other sport I really play. I played flat football real young, but nothing serious. But in track, I did a high jump and like the 400 meters.
Jump and 400 meters. How high'd you go?
I stopped in middle school, but if I would have kept going, I definitely could have went Division I.
We have Trevin Wade, a 5'11" junior guard from Marietta, Georgia. Trevin, tell us about the stay-at-home time during the pandemic. What did you do to stay occupied?
Well, I just chill with my family, you know, have a couple battles in the backyard. I got a little court in the backyard, so, you know, that's what we was doing, you know, competing with my brothers and stuff.
Okay. And just, who won the battles?
It was kind of a mixture of everybody, you know what I'm saying? He'll win some day, and I win another day. Then I have another brother who we play against, too, so it was kind of a mixture.
And the third brother, how old is he?
He's 23. He's overseas right now.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're all pretty close in age, then?
Yeah, we are pretty close.
Okay. So you gave a polite answer, but tell us, who's the best basketball player out of the three of you?
I'm going to have to go with me.
I understand. Good answer. Favorite sport other than basketball?
I like football.
Did you play football in junior high school?
I played football in elementary school, and then I quit.
I'm going to guess you were a running back?
No, I was actually a quarterback and a safety.
Quarterback and a safety?
Yep.
Okay. Did you enjoy football?
Yeah, I did enjoy football. Football
but at some point, just basketball was was where your future was?
Yes, sir.
Favorite NBA team?
Los Angeles Lakers.
Los Angeles Lakers. Yep. Who's your favorite NBA player?
LeBron.
Okay. And are you confident that they're going to are they going to win the title this season?
Oh, yes, sir. For sure.
Okay. What do you like about LeBron?
I like everything about him. On and off the court, he's just great. I feel like he's unstoppable, you know. He has the best overall game that you can have, the highest IQ. He can score, pass. He's just IQ is just very high, and that's what I like about him.
No question. Okay, we get all the shockers in the gym, and you're watching. We'll take you out of this. Who's the best shooter? Who wins a game of horse on this team?
Tyson. Yep, Tyson Etienne.
Okay, we've got several Tysons, so that fits. Season starts November 25th. We recently got that news. When you found out there was going to be a season, it was going to start late November, did that change the mood, the tempo in practice?
No, I don't think it changed nothing. I mean, once everybody stepped foot on campus, you know, we ready to go. We ready to compete with each other and then eventually compete against everybody else.
Do you have a book, a movie, a TV show that you would recommend to the listeners?
Well, my favorite movie is Life. With Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that. What do you like about that movie?
Well, it's just it's a comedy. You know, them two, they comedy. I like comedy, so that's why I like it.
Okay. Last question. We'll take your brother out of this. I assume that he's helping you adjust to college life. Are there other returners who are kind of helping you get acclimated to the new surroundings on the court, off the court?
Yeah, well, I'm real close with Morris Udeze. I actually went to high school with him at Mount Bird Academy, so me and him, you know, hang out all the time, so yeah, he helped me a little bit, and he's always with Dex, so I'm with Dex too, so we're pretty cool.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos. No good. 1 second. It's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you.